Florida lawmakers say they don't want a repeat of what happened during this past election, which included reduced early voting days to long wait times at the polls. And they're not the only ones. President Barack Obama drew further attention to the state's electoral problems in his recent State of the Union address.
We should follow the example of a North Miami woman named Desalene Victor. When Desalene arrived at her polling place, she was told the wait to vote might be 6 hours. And as time ticked by, her concern was not with her tired body or aching feet, but whether folks like her would get to have their say. And hour after hour, a throng of people stayed in line to support her. Because Desalene is 102 years old. And they erupted in cheers when she finally put on a sticker that read, "I voted."
State lawmakers, too, were inspired by Victor's story, like Democratic Representative Alan Williams of Tallahassee.
Ms. Victor waited in lines too long for anyone, whether 102 or 22. We have an opportunity to put forth a package that Floridians will like and a package that the rest of the United States will say, you know what? Florida is no longer wanting to be the laughing stock.
Williams made his remarks in the Florida House Ethics and Election Subcommittee, the panel responsible for drafting and vetting a proposal that would reform the state's election process. Its chairman, Jim Boyd, outlines House Bill 7013.
It increases early voting days from the current required 8 days to a minimum of 8 days and a maximum of 14 days. Increases early voting hours from the current 96 to a minimum of 48 hours and to a maximum of 168 hours. Third, the PCB expands early voting sites to include fairgrounds, civic centers, courthouses, county commission buildings, stadiums, and convention centers.
The bill also imposes limits on the number of words used to describe amendments placed on the ballot and to make sure the ballot doesn't get too lengthy. Many had a hand in suggesting different parts of the bill, including local supervisors of elections and state elections officials. Democratic Representative Janet Cruz, who also helped, likes the bill so far, but says it could go further.
There's a firm realization now that Florida needs more voting days. We need more polling locations. And in those locations and those sites, they need to be properly staffed and properly equipped. Giving people the ability to change their address at the polling place, as was allowed for 40 years until 2011, is a very important element of a real election reform package.
Others, like Republican Representative Katie Edwards, offered her own changes with a total of 4 amendments. Representative Williams offered 5. Changes range from designating the day of the general election as a statewide holiday to requiring early voting on the Sunday before all gubernatorial and presidential elections. But Edwards, along with Williams, withdrew their amendments from consideration, not allowing lawmakers on the panel to call them up for a vote. That concerned Republican Representative Larry Ahern.
This is the committee for the vetting process to take place, where the questions are asked, where the debate takes place on these 9 amendments. So I'm not sure what's wrong with these amendments, that they can't be presented in the Ethics and Elections Committee. It's sort of going around the process a little bit in my eyes, so we'll definitely want to take a closer look as those go further through the process.
Still, the measure got the stamp of approval from committee members, including Republican Representative Dennis Baxley. He's the man behind the changes to Florida's electoral system about 2 years ago, which some nicknamed the Voter Suppression Act.
I believe this is a fair and needed response. It'll go a long ways to dealing with some of the problems that voters had this past election, and it's my honor to support this bill.
House Bill 7013 passed unanimously in the House Ethics and Elections Subcommittee Wednesday, clearing its first hurdle. And its next stop is the House Appropriations Committee. Before that, the bill could be undergoing more changes, since the panel chair, Jim Boyd, promised to consider more changes to the bill. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.